This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
KVJ Cuts.
Listen up, y'all, because here's the sitch. It's time for another round of Do it, bitch.
Okay, Suits is out today, so I'm going to be jumping in here. Since I know the topics and the answers, I am going to be the gambler playing with Jaybird today.
Oh, look at you.
And Virginia Denny's going to be partnering up together.
All right.
I love you both, Virginia and Denny's, but me and Kevin have to thrash you.
That's right. It's all about knowing your partner. I feel like I know the bird. I know what he can do. Just to let you know here, Jaybird, when Denny's is the gambler and Virginia is the guesser, they win 22% of the time.
Oh, wow. Boy. Oh, those are not good numbers.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Thank you very much, Hollywood Billy, for all of the stats.
Thanks a lot for that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot there.
Yeah. Okay, we'll let Virginia and Denny's start out here today in round one. The first topic is going to be movies by Julia Roberts. What do you think, Denny's? How many can Virginia name in that topic in 10 seconds?
Julia Roberts movies. I'm going to have to start off in the middle because I know Bird knows a fair amount. So I'm going to start off at five.
Five, okay. All right. I'm going to go to six.
Six Julia Roberts movies. Man, seven's just too many to make Virginia do.
Okay.
Darn it, I'm going to have Bird do it.
Thank you for knowing my limitations.
Six Julia Roberts movies in 10 seconds. Bird, your time begins now.
Notting Hill, Pretty Woman, My Best Friend's Wedding, Satisfaction, Flatliners, Stepford Wives, Stepmom.
Oh, you're lucky with Stepmom.
You
got it with Stepmom.
I knew you had it in you, Bird.
Wow.
Damn it. I heard you say Stepford Wives, and I thought we had it.
I don't want to celebrate yet. I'm sure we got it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think so.
He did. Oh, I knew you had it in you. I knew you had six.
There's no way.
I knew you had six.
I just thought it'd be tough. I thought six would be tough.
That's my boy right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Flatliners. Yeah, I believe she's in Flatliners.
That's it, dude.
She in Mystic Pizza.
She is in Mystic Pizza.
Yeah, that was the only one I was thinking.
That is it.
And then Ocean's 12.
Yeah. Oh,
that was the only other one I could think of.
Dang. Whoa. That was a nail biter.
That's tough.
He's on fire.
Okay. Next topic here is sports bars in South Florida. Now, this is going to be a loose interpretation, but they have to have TVs where you could watch games. And there are some bars I do know that they do not put sports on those TVs when they have them on, so it's kind of a waste. Most do. So if they have TVs where you could watch sports, it would count as a sports bar.
All right.
In my book. So with that, we're going to start off at five. Jaybird can name five sports bars in South Florida.
All right. Okay. After that, Julia Roberts. I'm going to have to raise it to six.
We're going to go to seven.
Seven sports bars. Man.
Seven sports bars in South Florida.
He's been live and local for a long time. Seven. I'm going to have to raise it. I'm too afraid.
You're going to go to
yes.
Eight. I'm going to say, do it, bitch.
Oh.
Eight. Sports bars in South Florida in 10 seconds. Your time begins now.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Brass Ring, Crazy Horse, Brews Room, Duffy's, Miller's Ale House, Draft House, Flanagan's?
Oh, and the buzzer still is a Flanagan.
Oh, I think she got eight, right? Oh.
Yes, she did.
She got it.
Right at the buzzer.
Oh, no. Oh, Bird. I mean, we know she knows alcohol.
Gosh, I knew. I just thought, but I thought eight was the cap.
Sports bars.
That's tough.
Not but my cap. First
I just know
choice.
You know the area. Gosh. You know the places.
Oh. Bird, I thought we had that. Sorry. All right. Okay, Ty, one apiece now. Virginia and Denny's, myself, and Jay Bird.
I hate it.
Oh, so much stress.
I hate everything about it.
Okay. Our next topic, we take control here, Bird. TV shows based in New York City. TV shows based in New York City, the main characters have to live in the city, has to be around the city. They can't just go visit for one episode. That doesn't count.
What if they're from the city, but they moved out of the city and the show takes place out of the city?
It's based in New York City, Denny's. It's based in. It's a good question, but it's based in New York City. So that would have to be the main setting. Okay. We're going to start with six in 10 seconds.
Oh.
Six TV shows based in New York City.
Six shows based in New York City.
Yep. Bird can do six. Not a problem.
Not a problem.
Nope.
Six. I'm just thinking. I'm going to raise it to seven. Virginia, don't give away how you feel about that. I mean, I was only raising it because I figured Bird watches a lot of TV shows. He can rattle off six.
Do it.
I mean, I knew he was going to say do it.
And I had it, too. So, yeah, I had 10 on deck.
Okay. All right. 10 seconds. Your time begins now.
Sex and the City, Hill Street Blues, St. Elmo's Fire. I don't know. I don't know.
It's tough. I was just afraid Bird would know it.
I had a lot locked and loaded.
I don't.
That was more of a
Seinfeld.
Friends.
Suits.
Mad yeah. Men,
yeah. I think Different Strokes.
Oh, poor showing.
Okay, Jay Bird, we are one away from a win. It's 2-1.
The balls were just in his court on that one.
So many balls.
So many balls. Okay, this could be our final topic here.
Oh, please be Housewives.
We just can't let her back in, Kevin. You can never let a witch back in. When you let a witch back in, anything can happen.
Whew, this next topic is odd. Things you can't operate while intoxicated. Things you can't operate while intoxicated.
Question.
Yes.
Legally or just
physically?
Yeah,
I think it would go into, yeah, you would have
a warning of some sort.
It's breaking the law.
Yeah, yeah. Herb. You would be receiving a driving under the influence if there were any law enforcement around. Okay, this round, we are going to start off here, Bird, and we're going to name six things.
Six things you can't.
Six things you can't operate while intoxicated. We're going to start with that. Denny's, what do you want to do? Six things you can't operate while intoxicated.
Man, again, it just falls into that category of just rattling off six things by accident and still getting it. You know, we're at that space where it could easily.
Yeah.
Wow, you sound really fired up.
I'm disappointed, is more so. I'm just feeling like, man, if you just rattled off, you could get six by accident.
Yeah, you could. Do you want to raise it to seven, though? It's kind of risky.
I'm going to raise it to seven.
He's going to raise it to...
I have to. He could just he'll just start shouting things. And,
kinda,
and they'll somehow line up.
Kind of like how I sleep.
You won't punch anybody. That's how you sleep.
I just remember River Lake. Remember that one? He yelled River Lake, and for some reason there's a River Lake, and he got credit for that. It's not ever been mentioned to anyone ever. Yep. So that's what I fear, Kevin.
We're going to eight.
Raising it to eight?
Yeah.
Eight things?
I can do what I want to do, Denny.
Don't you yell at Kevin on the 25th
anniversary.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, Kevin. On the 25th anniversary, I apologize.
Can you believe
Damn,
that?
He don't know his place.
Yeah. Yeah, raising it to eight, Denny's. How do you like them apples? Yeah, eight. What do you want to do with it? Yeah, eight. Crazy, right? I'm a gambler over here. I believe my
things
boy.
Things that would be illegal to operate. It's yeah. just so
things
many.
You can't operate while intoxicated.
I'm going to say do it, Bird.
No.
Eight.
Virginia wanted me to raise
seconds.
It.
Your time begins now.
Segway, moped, horse, car, jet, airplane, helicopter. You've got motorcycle, skateboard, cow. Jet!
Are we going to count skateboard and cow?
The cow, you get a DUI if you ride on a horse. And I think cow would count, especially if you're driving that down a street. I would imagine you would have an issue with having that.
Got you. I was thinking things that had warning labels, like you can't operate this while under the influence. I wasn't thinking cow and horse.
You think Kevin's doing it cheap? Moo.
You can technically say sheep, dog.
Well, I mean, that's what I got it.
Well, wait, you think Kevin's rigging the game? That he is the rig master?
So there's a lot of gray.
Whatever you guys decide, I'm...
Bird covered. He cleared the bar there. He did what he was supposed to do.
How many did I get? Did I get enough?
I think I counted 9. One might have been repeated. We're going to go check the tape just
Jet
to make sure.
Jet was repeated. I don't think we can take skateboard.
And I think you got it 8.
Skateboard, if I'm drunk on a skateboard, could a flat top cop tase me?
Could he? Yes.
Should he?
Should he? Yes. Would it be illegal?
We'll let a cop answer that.
I know a few cops that would love to tase you.
And I think you got to it, but we're going to go check the tape. We're going to find out, did he close it up? Is it a win?
Damn it.
I feel pretty good about this.
What's the good people that listen to the program say?
We're going to put up a poll here in a second, but we also are going to just check and also need a cop to know in case it comes down to skateboard. If you're skateboarding down the street... hammer and falling all over the place. Because I remember one time I was there at Cocoa Walk in Coconut Grove, and I didn't realize how hammered I was. I tried to get on my bike. I'm like, I have to walk this thing because I'm going to get pulled over and get a DUI. And I think I would have if I had to try to get on my bike and keep riding. All right, so we're going to solve this.
KVJ cuts.
Do It Bitch could be over already. We just have to figure out if Jaybird got the 8 needed on things you can't operate while intoxicated. Now, the cow, from what we're hearing, is going to count. Skateboard is going to count. He did say jet and plane. That would count as the same, I guess, technically. Would it not?
I think he said jet twice. I don't know. He got it. I mean, if we're giving him cow and we're giving him skateboard, he more than got it.
Think about it. My dad used to fly planes. I don't know if he ever... flew a...
That's true, yeah. That is true. There'd be a separate mode of transportation. I get your stipulation on that. I think with that, Denny's is in there checking the tape just to make sure, but it could be over. At worst, Bird, we're going to have to do a fifth and final topic here for Do It Bitch.
Tell you what, Denny's is talking a gang of crap about the Kevin Ralston.
Oh, I know. He came at me. I thought I was going to get shivved right here in my own studio. He couldn't believe it. When I went to 8, he was caught him off guard. He was very upset about that.
Look, he's got nobody to blame but himself. That was a poor showing as the gambler.
Well, this is funny because we have to stretch a little bit because he has to grab the audio clip. And it's so funny. The way you're stretching is by going in on him so hard and insulting him.
Yeah. That's what he's going to take.
He's grabbing the
clip. I had 12 on deck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, every single mode of transportation, if it's got wheels, you're not supposed to drive it drunk.
Basically, that's kind of where it could have gone. That's why we went to 8.
Damn.
Virginia, tell us about the punishment real quick. It is some kind of, fish paste?
It is. So one of our amazing KBJ Nationers, Tracy, she came out and saw me on Saturday at the Palm Beach Kennel Club for the annual Kentucky Derby party and hat contest. Mm-hmm. And she had sent me a picture of this a few weeks ago. And I was like, ooh, girl, that is a great punishment for Jaybird. Buy it. Bring it to me. I'll pay you whatever I have to do. And so she did. She bought it and she brought it to me. And I just, I always figured this would be Jaybird having to do it, not me.
Well, karma's a witch.
All right.
Well, you like fish stuff, which is the tricky part.
It's creamed, smoked fish roe paste. Mm-hmm. So it's a giant thing of like toothpaste, but it's fish roe. But here's the deal. Semaglutide makes me vomit at the thought of this.
Ooh,
I might Ralph.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
Well, I guess we're going to find that out maybe here in a second. 8 is what Jaybird had to get. Things you can't operate while intoxicated.
If we're going any object, you got more than 8 by far.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it again.
But if we're going with...
What's the... Okay.
Okay, let's hear it again. Now.
Segway, moped, horse, car, jet, airplane, helicopter. You've got a motorcycle, a skateboard, a cow. Jet!
It's going to work.
I said jet twice. Airplane.
I got 9. You had to get 8. It's over.
I don't know. I'm getting some really, really angry Jurassic Park vibes from Virginia and Denny's. I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I feel bad.
I just feel bad because I misunderstood that. So I feel bad that Virginia gets punished because of that.
It's okay, Denny's. If it was anybody but you, I'd be more pissed.
Oh, you know what, Denny's? I
share your feeling. I feel terrible too.
what's our audience saying in the chat room?
I think it's over.
It's a clean sweep. I knew it was over before you listened to the tape. If you're taking cow and skateboard, it's done, Denny.
That's it, yeah.
All right, we should move along.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Let me know how this fish paste is. There, you got a toothbrush. You're going to be brushing for 30 seconds here. Just to make sure you get it fully ingrained. All right. Nice, so vigorous brush.
We did. We won on Cal from a certain point of view.
We did. You could say that. Yeah. Denny's couldn't believe it.
I misunderstood. I apologize.
I can't believe it either.
Edit the video later on iMovie.
All right. 30 seconds. Your time begins now. Okay. There they are. Brushing around. Get it in there. Virginia's got it. You can watch KBJ TV. Denny's is... grinding it in there, that fish paste.
Is it bad?
Smells so good.
Oh, it does smell good.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
Smells like turtle food.
Turtle food.
Oh, Virginia.
Okay. Yuck. Oh, Virginia's losing it there. She wasn't wrong about that semaglutide. All right.
I got a tender tummy.
Bird backs right into my trash can.
And you're done. Good. All right. Okay. There you go. That's fine. All right. Ooh. Nasty, huh?
I got a tender tummy.
Wow.
Ooh.
Okay, there
some
you go.
Fishy paste.
You guys got some great breath.
I need a can back.
Yikes. Okay. All right, Bird.
Ooh.
Took the win. Punishments are paid.
Ooh.
Yikes.